Hello everyone, I'm George from Isle of Wight. Welcome back to my channel. It may seem like good news, and I'd like to think it is, but I'm healthy skeptical about this one, and that's the agreement signed yesterday in the White House between Armenia and Azerbaijan to supposedly bring their conflict to a close forever. Okay, so the Prime Minister of Armenia, Nikol Pashinyan, was there, and the President of Azerbaijan, Ilham Aliyev. There is a president of Armenia as well, but he's a figurehead. So that was brokered by President Donald J. Trump. So supposedly they've settled all these outstanding issues, the dispute about Nagorno-Karabakh, which is legally Azerbaijani, though it had a high Armenian majority. The Armenians won control after 1991. The Azerbaijanis got it back 29 years later, and that's it. And there's the Nakhchivan exclave, part of Azerbaijan, which doesn't physically connect to the rest of Azerbaijan. They've either got to go through Iran or a more direct route through Armenia. And they were at daggers drawn. There was all sniping across the ceasefire line. And actually, prior to 2020, Armenia even controlled some of Azerbaijan proper, up to 20% of it. So Azerbaijan's really got everything back. The question is, will it last? Now, Russia's experienced a diminution of influence in former Soviet states since they began this Ukrainian war. They don't have the bandwidth. Militarily, they perform very poorly, despite holding all the cards, a 10-to-1 advantage in planes, helicopters, tanks, artillery, armored personnel, carriers, everything, that they still haven't defeated Ukraine after 3.5 years. And gone from ruling 10% of it to controlling 20% of it. That is deeply unimpressive. So that their military kit's been proved to be useless. They're not a very helpful ally. Remember, Armenia is a former military ally of theirs, part of the Collective Security Organization, and the Russians did almost nothing for them when Armenia proper was attacked. Not Nagorno-Karabakh, which is legally Azerbaijani, but Armenia itself, because Azerbaijan was too important. They don't want to alienate them. Azerbaijan's got 10 million people. Armenia's going to be 3 million people. Azerbaijan's much richer. They got oil and gas. They got access to trade routes, and so on. So the Armenians felt abandoned, but often they thought we've got nowhere else to go because our only other allies are Georgia, sorry, neighbors of Georgia, increasingly pro-Moscow, susceptible to pressure from Georgia, which from Russia, which borders them and occupies two of their regions, or Turkey, and they're the brothers of the Azerbaijanis, or Iran, and Iran is, a sort of international pariah and so on. And Iran's just got very little to offer Armenia. So trusting the Azerbaijanis is a big step and possibly a fatal mistake. We'll see. So anyway, the Prime Minister Pashinyan even said that they'll be friends with the Azerbaijanis. Now I hope that comes true. Can they trust him? So the new route to link the major portion of Azerbaijan with the Nakhchivan exclave is going to be called the Trump route for international peace and prosperity. You know that Donald Trump loves to have his name on things. Trump towers, Trump steak, Trump wine. He doesn't even drink wine. The Trump organization. There was even Trump Airlines. Wow. So a man of just limitless vanity. He's just revoltingly egotistical. So we'll see if that works. A road and rail corridor to connect them, but that should stimulate trade between the two. And they've even been agitating Turks, likewise, see big economic opportunities. So they could open up, if they can sell the goods and services into Armenia, Armenia can sell this to Turkey, and that's a big peace dividend. But the trouble is, the Armenians might lower their guard and then get wiped out. Don't forget, in 1915, there's the Armenian genocide, possibly an even larger genocide than the Jewish Holocaust in terms of the percentage of people murdered in that. About 30% of the world's Jews annihilated in the Holocaust. The percentage of Armenians in the world who were wiped out in the Armenian genocide might have been even higher than 30%, something which Turkey still denies to this day. I think the Turks don't deny that some Armenians were killed, but they just claim it wasn't a genocide. Now, I'm not Turkophobic in the least. No one should be mistreated for being Turkish or any other nationality, ethnicity. No one alive in Turkey today is remotely to blame for what happened to Armenians in the First World War. But I would just think that let's not lie about it. Let's face up to what happened. The Armenians are obviously very, very worried that could happen again. Because they're a small country, a landlocked country without precious natural resources, so they're very vulnerable. Turkey, which hugely outnumbers them to their west, and Azerbaijan, which somewhat outnumbers them to their east. So amazing that they've managed to hang on. So there's been painstaking negotiations for about 6 years. this bilateral agreement. They will do more commerce between each other. They will buy and sell energy, particularly Azerbaijan's oil and gas. They have that Ceyhan pipeline going via Georgia into Turkey and out to the Mediterranean Sea. There'll be a more direct route through Azerbaijan, so through Armenia. Armenia was very reliant on Russia. Russians built them a nuclear power station, and they would like to be able to diversify. If there could be peace and there could be trust between them, fantastic. But I'm slightly worried about the Azerbaijani regime as utter shameless dishonesty. This is a country where the president gets 99% of the vote, which holds political prisoners by the hundred, and so on. So that they might backstab the Armenians. But maybe they'll see sense and say, let's just live in peace. We've got everything we want. It's better for them, better for us. Nobody has to get killed. Let them live there. Aliyev has even said the Armenians were only ever guests there. I've seen maps produced by the Azerbaijani government claiming most of Armenia as Azerbaijan, even claiming a lot of Georgia as Azerbaijan. In fairness, small parts of Georgia really were Azerbaijan till Stalin assigned ethnically Azerbaijani areas to Georgia, partly to expand Georgia, his home country. But the other one is to make the breakup of the Soviet Union impossible. Now, it didn't make it impossible. It just made it very bloody when it happened in the 90s. So anyway, the one who's not even part of the conversation is Putin. So he's tried and failed to be the arbiter there, and he's not an honest broker. Previously, he had the two of them going to Moscow, and he was going to be the big daddy, the voice of reason, all the rest of it. But no, he's not arbitrating between them. Moscow has failed there. It's near abroad. They're being pushed out. So anyway, that's why there's an American solution. I really hope it works. There were Russian peacekeepers there, but they didn't do their job and so on. Russia, I believe, still has two military bases in Armenia, one at Gyurmi, the second city. They even used to patrol that border with Turkey, which is a NATO border because Turkey's a member of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization. Now, Azerbaijan didn't aspire to join NATO, but various countries didn't want to annoy Azerbaijan too much. Azerbaijan's got even more leverage in the Russo-Ukrainian war, partly because as countries sanctioning Russia, trying to phase out purchase of Russian oil and gas, they need it from elsewhere. And Azerbaijan is a major oil and gas exporter. It also borders Iran, the Azerbaijanis, 90% of the Muslims, Shia Muslims, quite a adversarial relationship with Iran. Remember, two-thirds of historic Azerbaijan is part of Iran these days. But Azerbaijan has actually got a very amicable relationship with Israel. So listening post there, purchasing their military technology, and so on. Right. So we shall see what happens. So I'm not very optimistic. I would love to be proven wrong. I have a terrible feeling that the Armenians were betrayed. Thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon. Donate to PayPal, georgecalan7@gmail.com. Goodbye.